Mishne Megile, was versteht, le schreudisch odo schachalies beschabes zeh le pausche schkolen. Wenn le schreudisch vor sein Schabes, so wie wie pausche schkolen an Schabes. Chalies besoi ka Schabes. Matdini milische oba, wie wie pausche schkolen in the Shabbos that precedes the Shchodesh Nisan, the Shchodesh Odeh. The Gemara brings as a base for this Takonas Chazal, Tnan Hosom, the Mishnah Shkolim, the Echod, the Odo, Mashmim, and the Shkolim, and the Klai. And the Shchodesh Odeh, there was a Hachroza, it was pronounced the Indian of bringing Shkolim for the new Tumah, and Chaim, as Rashi says, Ala Chaim Lako Chaim Hazroim Hanikolim Vinatfur. Seemingly, these are two separate ideas, concepts, dinim, that have no relation to each other. Shkolim is to bring the Kabbalah Sibur. The new Truma starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we have to bring the Kabbalah Sibur from the new Shkolim. Therefore, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we are machris to bring the shkolim. Kraim is an isser. Like Rashi says, there could be tfuah that is growing together with an isser kraim. So we have to take out those kraim that are growing by themselves. But as we know, the Maral teaches in many places, the Vodim Gedolim and the Mikra. Chazal put together the Funduk Echod in one place, these two in Yonim, maybe we can understand a little bit of deeper meaning in what Klaim and Shkolim have to do with each other. There's another point in the Parsha Shkolim that we read yesterday. Zayitnu kol oiva al apkudim achatit ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh kol oiva al apkudim miben etzim shona v'mola yitein tumat ha-shek. Everyone has to give the Tumas Hashem. Ha'ashir lo yarbev hadar lo yam'it mimachat yisashet. Lo seis es Tumas Hashem. Lechaper al nafsho yiseichem. Shurashi says that the lechaper al nafsho yiseichem, the tachora, is for that Truma, even though there were three Trumas, the Truma of the Adonim to build the base of the Mishkan, and the Truma to Mishkan, but the truma of the Korbanos Sibur, that and then it says the chater is nafsho yiseichem. Kapora is an korbanos. That's what Rashi brings down. So one may ask that the pasuk should have said differently. The pasuk should have said zeyitnu kol oiva al apkudim machatis hashekel truma l'Hashem lechater es nafsho yiseichem. In this point that we say ha'osher lo yambe, that the rich should not give more and the poor should not give less, that has to do with the kapara. The kapara is based on that, on the equality of the donation of the Tumat HaLishko, Tumat HaKavonis. The base that I would like to share with you, that we know there's a geometric theorem that the whole is equal to the sum of its parts. Not more and not less. When you add up something, all its parts together comprise the whole. That is very true in the world of in the world of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in our physical world, that axiom is very true. However, in the Olam of Eloich Hashem Elokev, when the Ruchni is Dika Olam, we find that there are some times that the whole is more than the sum of its parts. And sometimes, like here in the Machtis HaShekel, two halves can be more than a whole. Let me give you a first example. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz always said on the Gemara in the Dorim that relates that when Rabbi Akiva returned after 12 years, when his wife, the daughter of Kabbalah Savua, sent him to learn Torah, and he returned with 12,000 Zugis Talmidi, And he came to the door, and he heard what, like what the Gemara relates, as a Russia that was sitting in the house and saying, or a Shas, what kind of a husband do you have? He leaves you 12 years? And his wife said, if he would listen to me, he should go back for another 12 years. And the Gemara relates that the Mekiva heard this, and he said, she gave me permission, I'm going right away. And Reb Chaim, the Chizik of Tzadik Yivrocha, was Madaik of the Gemara, doesn't say. So he went in, sat down, to be Machai Nefesh, such a mysterious Nefesh, to let him go back for another 12 years. No, immediately. He heard, she gives me permission, he immediately turned around. Why? So Reb Chaim used to say that 12 and 12 is not 24. 12 years and 12 years Meredith. But 24 years is a completely different entity. 12 and 12 is not 24. In the same way, Master Teshetel is not simply, and of course, everyone that teaches, all the Mephoshim say that Master Teshetel is the idea that everyone is contributing. It's a Korban Sibur. But what is a Korban Sibur? A Korban Sibur is a Korban for everyone? No. It's much more than that. A Korban Sibur is not a Korban of many Shutzi. It's not a Korban for everyone. We have a Musig in Torah of Rabbi, Rishus HaRabbi. And we have a Musig that is called Sibur. The Mendel Shklover brings B'Shem the Goyim that Sibur, he's speaking in a different idea, referring to Malchus, the Frenius, and Shrekus, which is not our discussion at all. But he says that Sibur, the Oisiois of Sibur, Sadi, Beis, Vov, Reish, is Sadikim, Beinanim, Virashon. That's the Sibur. The Sibur is the union of all Klal Yisrael together. There is no Musig of a Tzibur only in Klal Yisrael. You could have Rabbi, a tremendous amount of Rabbi, but Tzibur is only in Klal Yisrael. The Meshech Chochma says you can bring down 100 million Chinese people together, it will be a Rabbi, but it won't be a Tzibur. A Tzibur is an Achdus that is only Shayach in Klal Yisrael. And that's why Kol Tainus Tzibur She'ein Bo Mishum Behem Beinehem Mipoishe Yisrael is not a Tainus Tzibur. Because the Tzibur has to encompass Klal Yisrael completely. That's the Tzibur. That's the idea of Tzibur in Klal Yisrael. Hadal Lo Yamit Ha'osher Lo Yarbe is a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tzibur. And the Kapara of Klal Yisrael is when they over-encompass, they're not limited to their private, each one, but Sibur, the Gemara in Zvokim says that Korban Korban Sibur Mes. There's a halacha that's called Chatos HaMeses. A Korban Chatos that Mesa Baalel, that the buyer, the owner, is not living anymore, cannot be Nikrav in any way. It's Mes. But a Korban Sibur, even though Ein Sibur Mes, the Sibur of Klal Yisrael is eternal, because Klal Yisrael is eternal. A Rabbim is a very choshed edach. I'll tell you another word that I heard from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. In Parshas Bechukoyta says as follows. The Orach Laner brings down this question, B'Shem the Marsho. I did not see the Marsho inside. But the Chaim used to mention it in this Nusach that the Orach Laner brings it, B'Shem the Marsho. V'rotfu mikem chamisho meo. And as man of Brocha, five people will be able to chase 100. Umeo mikem, reverva yadoif. And 100 will chase 10,000. So Rashi brings the Chazal, the proportion is not correct. Chamesh l'meyah is 1 to 20.
Meir mikem revov is 1 to 100. It should be 1 to 2,000. So Rashi says, reads the Chazal, Ein adoy me yochid sho'oises ha-mitzvah, the rabbin sho'oises ha-mitzvah. A rabbin that are doing a mitzvah together has more power. Meir mikem revov are you doing. But we have a Gemara. A Gemara in Sukkah. That meant hey. That Reb Shimon Bar Yochai relates as follows. Yochol ani listor et kolo el menadi. My schus can be enough to redeem the entire world menadi. But for a limited time. Mi yoyim shenim vereisi. Adat. My existence, my koyach can encompass to be part of what lifter or ulam in adin from the time I was born, the young should be crazy, Arab, till now. In Eliezer b'ni modi, together with my son Eliezer, miyoyim shenivra ulam Arab, from the time that the world was created until now. Not my own personal existence, but the entire Hatzoga of the Olam from the time of creation till now, it's Eliezer ben Yosef together with me. In Yoisom, Melech Yoisom ben Eliezer imtonu, imonu. If Yoisom will be together with us, Yochol lifter et Olam miyom sheniva ad seif kol Olam. So Reb Chaim would say, it's not just an additional time. It's not just a few more years. Lifter et ha'olam min hadin, from creation till the sof kol haderech, means a different, a completely different picture. There is no din. He passes the din completely. After Ochlaner, fine. We find that Rabbim Shoyis et ha'mitzvah is greater than a yochid shoyis et ha'mitzvah. That's what Chazal teaches. But there also has a relative action. This was chamisha meyo, this was meyo revova, five times as much. But here it's completely unproportional. Yoyisi ben Eliezer together with Reb Shimon ben Yochai is miyoyim shenivra ha'olam ad hayoyim, which is much more than just five times. It's also a different level from the entire understanding, this entire one of one's view of the world is from creation until its existence. That he has, that he can comprehend. What happens after him, that's beyond his own comprehension. So, Shimon Bar Yochai passes the world in his very existence. With Eliezer Benoi, he passes the world, Miyoyim Shenidro, Ad Hayoyim Adem. And with Yoisom, Mitrila Tatria, Hatzuf Kodes. Where's the proportion? Rabbin Shoyis et ha-mitzvah. It's a tremendous mile. Zot Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Shmuel Abetz used to say, there's one word that changes the picture. There's a Yochid Shoyis et ha-mitzvah, and there's a Rabbin Shoyis et ha-mitzvah. It's a tremendous mile. But here it says, Imi, together with me, and Achdus, we work together. It's not just that there is a rabbin doing the mitzvah. May a mikem revova yodoyfu, may a doing the same thing. But we don't have the imi. We don't have the ichud. We don't have the together. And if it comes with Yoisom together, it's a different picture completely. So it's not just a sum of the parts. It becomes a different entity. It's a different mitzvah completely. That is what Tzibur is. That is the Korban Tzibur, and that is what Tzibur in Klal Yisrael means. But there is a merit in going that way. A going in Aderes Eliyahu Zayta Brocha brings a Chazal that we all know. But he puts it into a posuk in the Novi Yeshaya, and it's a completely different light. He says it's found. The post of the oid kemoshakosuf. The tzomtumi bein chotzir ka'arovim al yivlei mani. And then it mentions four groups. Ze yoimer lashem ani. Veze yikra b'shem Yaakov. One says veze yoimer lashem ani, and one says veze yikra b'shem Yaakov. Veze, a third category, yichtoiv yod lashem. And then a fourth category, it doesn't even say ze. U'b'shem Yisrael yichuna. Four categories. So the Goyim learns in this pasuk that it's relating to us four different levels of Klal Yisrael. The Heim Dalid Kitos. Kamosha Amru. Dalid meaning Belulo. Tam Vereach. Tam Beloy Reach. Reach Beloy Tam. Beloy Tam Beloy Reach. We all know before, meaning the Esrei is a Tam Vereach. The Lulo is a tam without a reyach. There's peiros, there's the tamarim, the dates, and the hadassim have a reyach without tam, and the other one, tam below reyach, and they're all together. V'kulam agudim ze boze. All of them come together. Tam v'reyach hey matami lechachomim lo yiskim batoyro ubali amitz v'gamke. Tam v'reyach is a talmid lechachomim. The in toivim in mitzvahs and Torah and mitzvahs. Tam b'loy reyach, Torah b'loy mitzvah. Ha'oimer ein lo Torah, ein lo yala Torah. Reyach b'loy tam, ein b'loy mitzvahs, b'loy Torah. B'loy tam b'loy reyach, b'loy Torah u'b'loy mitzvahs. As the going rak. They also are included in the Dalit meaning. They are also part of the Tzibur. Loitam v'loireach. But there's a rak. Rak she'im polshi midarki ha-tzibur. The apple pitein kunem achunim zebazeh. Levad me'ha-esrei. Still, when we make the eagles, we make the eagle of the gimel meaning, and the esrei is just put together b'shat v'nativa. It's not mikusher, it's not ogud, it's not bound together with the other three. Shehu parush mina oilam. The Talmid Chacham, that is the Talmid Chacham of Torah and Mitzvot, in order for him to reach his level, he must be parush mina oilam. Not completely. There's a time when he must come together, the Shas Mitzvah, but he has to know that he is special. He's not involved, he's not bound with the other gimel meaning. The hubali atir v'mitzvot, v'ze yikra b'shem yankif. The heim loimdim. So he says as follows: ze yoyim el Hashem ani. Who is the one that says Hashem ani? Hubali atir v'mitzvot. V'ze yikra b'shem yankif. Not in the shem Yisrael, which is the mile of Klal Yisrael, but the shem Yaakov. Heim haloimdim b'loimit. V'hayin shalom din l'shem yankif. Teyo tivon adam. Again. And the Rosh of Elis Yaakov, Shikaf Kiblu Me'avisayim, V'loy Nishmo. Someone that learns Torah and doesn't have their Targa, which is called Torah U'mitzvot, that can't be called Torah Nishmo. V'zeh Yichtoiv, says the going Yodoy Hashem. It doesn't say he says, but he writes. The difference from saying and writing is a mice. It's a act. Whereas talking is Torah. Ksiva refers to doing a mitzvah. So the Goyim says those are those that are bali mitzvah without Torah. They're not talking. They don't have the vidibarus of them. They only have the mitzvah. V'zei yichtoiv yodri l'ashem heim bali mitzvah she'oisim b'yadeyem v'loi Torah. V'shem Yisrael yichune. The fourth category. The category of those that are loy Torah and loy mitzvahs, but they are also chelik of the tzibur, as the Goyim said, "Ena toishri midat yer tzibur." For who? The loy Torah or the loy mitzvah? Rak shenechane es atzmei b'shem Yisrael. He wasn't perish midat yer tzibur. Not everyone that is loy Torah and loy mitzvah can be included in the tzibur. Avada. As we said, called Tainish Aim Bami Poisha Yisrael. Poisha Yisrael means that they are still connected to Klal Yisrael. They know where they belong. They're not there, but they're connected to Klal Yisrael. If they're connected to Klal Yisrael, then every level of Klal Yisrael must be connected to them. And then we have a Tzibur. But there are such points that when one wants to make a Shlemus, one has to know that if the Klayim cannot be there. You have to know where to weed out and where to put together the points of Klal Yisrael together. That is maybe the message that Klal Yisrael is getting from the Chazal or Koyveya together. The mitzvah of Shkori, which is the forming of a tzibur in Klal Yisrael. The giving of the shkolim that the tzibur is now going to have its kavanah tzibur, each and every one equally, the oshir, not necessarily only the oshir in a monetary sense, but the oshir lo yad, the dradal lo yami, because Klal Yisrael is one shleimus. It's not just a majority. It's not just a rabbin. It's a tzibur. But it's a tzibur that seeks each other, and Klal Yisrael becomes one. B'shem Yisrael Yechuneh. Kol ha-koyfer b'avidazora is still a part of Klal Yisrael. But if Chas v'Sholem it's the other way, then those are weeds that Chas v'Sholem, we don't know what kind of a tzara can come out. So there is a idea. One must know that the client must be separate. Maybe there's ways to approach them. Maybe there's ways to bring them. But they must be separate. They can't become one with the actions of Yisrael. Then we have a tzibur. We have tzadikim, beinanim, and that chenek of the arava, ein v'loy teiro, loy mitzvot, the rishoyim in their level. The Shem Yisrael Yechune, they are still shy of the Klal Yisrael. Then we have a tzibur. That tzibur can grow. That tzibur is the tzibur that Chazal tell us loymes. It's kayim l'netza. What is the kapora and avonei seichem in the kavanah tzibur? As we mentioned before, ein tzadik asher yaaseh atzeif v'yaseh. But a part of Netzach, a part of eternity, a part of infinity, is also infinite. If we're a part of Klal Yisrael, then we have a hechatimta of going over it. Chet does not bring us down. But adrabe, the chet becomes a hechatimta that we can be makir the Rabbeinu Shalom from that alone. Sure. But that is only if we are still in this entity of Tzibur Shel Yisrael. So that the Goyim so beautifully puts into the pasuk, there are four categories. Two of them are speaking. The das of the koyach of the dibur is permeating their metzias. They are speaking Zeh b'shem Yisrael Lashem ani, and that Zeh b'shem Yankiv. And then there's those that are writing. They're doing their mice and toivim connect them to the network of Klal Yisrael. And you have the fourth category. It doesn't even say Zeh. We can't point to them at all. It's the Arola, no Torah, the Loim. But Hashem Yisrael Yehuneh. And without that, the tzibur is not a tzibur. Without that, we don't have with much to bring Klal Yisrael to a higher level. When we have the Hashem Yisrael Yehuneh, and the tzibur is bishleimus, and the tzibur permeates it throughout our being, and we know that our netzach, our kaporah, Our oifen that we can return to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is only through our, as much as we are mu'uchad in Kal Yisrael. That's Tzibur. So each one, the Shvedish Odin, Machrizim, Halashvalim, to give the new Tshuva, a new Tzibur, a new Chiyus, a new level, more than each one alone can achieve. Not just the sum of its parts, but much greater. Klal Yisrael. Each and every one. Ha'osher lo yad. V'hadal lo yad. Because each and every one creates this netzach of Yisrael. But machrizin alaklal. There can be achmona litzvan, gidulim, growth, certain growing by themselves, that we have to be very careful, so very careful, to keep them separate. Has to show them not to be misguided. And each one by itself, of course there's more to develop. But as long as it's not, as it's a shame Yisrael, Yehuda, then it can be a chelik of the tzibur. But on the other hand, the etzrik, even though it is its Torah or mitzvah together, and it has to be mashpia on the rest of the tzibur. If we would not have the tzaddikim, then the benedim and shonim would be barred, they would be mitachutz. They would have no kesher. But that tzaddik, that Talmid Chochem, who is oisik the Torah and mitzvah, must be closed in the silver esrei case. Until the time when he can be mashpia, when he can come down and bring together to make the tzibur into a tzibur. If he forgets that goal, then Klal Yisrael loses a very, very, its only way of becoming a tzibur. Each one, in its own way, is mashlim this beautiful musav of Klal Yisrael.
The answer is even when it's together, it's in a different hand.
It's in a different hand? It's in a different hand, you put it together. It's in the yad. It's interesting that even though it's put into the yad smoil, but it's put in the yad smoil because the smoil needs, is that color, has the color of Rikuk as well, because it's in the smoil.
Swear.